Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Rejoice, and we will
be glad in it. Yes, you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We are excited about what God has for you today, because what God has for me, it is for me. And what God has for you, it is for you. And I want you to know today that the Word of God is for all of us today, and it will apply to our lives. There is nothing too hard for God. For the Word of God says that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. So I want you to keep that in mind today. I want you to know that no matter what you are going through on today, that there is nothing too hard for God. We're getting ready to pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise your name. We lift your name up high. We give you all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. So your word says if you be lifted up, you say, God, that you will do the drawing. And God, we ask thee in Jesus' name to draw men and women, boys and girls, to you on today and cause their lives to be changed by your word. God, cause miracles upon miracles, God, to be manifested in the lives of your people. I realize, God, that you do not have respect of person. And no matter what sickness, what diseases, God, what they may be going through today, that God, that you are able to move on their behalf. Why? Because the battle does not belong to you, to them, but the battle belongs unto you. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, this is the Hour of Power broadcast. This is your hour to receive from the Lord. This is your hour to be blessed of the Lord. Whatever you need in your life today, I believe that God wants to fill your faith. God wants you to know that you can conquer the unconquerable, things that seem so difficult, things that you may be going through, diseases or sickness that you may have in your body. I want you to know today that God is a healer and God is a deliverer. Why don't you go with me to the Word of God? No, we're not going to be preaching from your best magazine. We're not going to be preaching from your favorite newspaper, but we are going to be preaching the Word of God. Yes, it is that unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that is able to bring about healing, to be able to bring salvation, to be able to bring deliverance in our lives. So today we're going to be coming from 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. And I want you to know that God has a blessing with your name on it. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance to Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maiden, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, that he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus says the maid that is in the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. Let's put a comma there. Let's stop there just for a few minutes. We see this man, Naaman. Naaman, the word tells us that Naaman was the captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was, the word tells us that he was honorable man. He was a great man. He was honorable because the Lord had given him, by him, deliverance to the Syria. Also, it tells us that this man, he was mighty in valor. But what was wrong with him? He had all these accolades. He was honored by the king, but yet, with all of the accolades that he received, this man was a leper. You see, a person that has leprosy, their skin is diseased. They have their skin have turned white. There is a very good chance of anyone losing their body parts, fingers and toes or whatever. Leprosy was some kind of incurable disease. Although he had done all of these things, but yet the word of God told us that this man was a leper. And the word tells us in that second verse that, and the Syrians had gone out by companies, had brought away a captive out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of Israel. And this girl, this young maiden, was taken from Israel. And I just believe that even as the word tells us that she was taken from Israel, she was taken there, and because they had taken her from her home and brought her to Syria, we see that she was the maid of Naaman and his wife. And this young girl, this maiden, she had been in a place that she had experienced the goodness of God. She had seen the goodness of God in the land of the living. She had seen how God is able to move on behalf of people, even in a difficult situation. So that day she was sharing with her mate, with the Naaman wife. She was sharing with her, and her heart had gone out to her master because she wanted the master, the one that she was working for, the one that was in charge of her, the one that took care of her since she was captain, since she was there. She wanted him to be healed of his leprosy, of his disease. Have you ever seen or have you ever been in a situation that the one that you love, the one that you care so much for, may have been in a situation where they had sickness in their body, and it seemed like nobody, no doctor could do anything for that person, no matter how much money that person had, but yet it was seems like nothing was happening, but the man, day after day, he was going through with this disease, which was leprosy. So this young girl told her Naaman wife about what was happening, and that she wished that Naaman was in Israel so that he could see the prophet. Because she knew that the prophet of God would be able to recover Naaman of his leprosy. And then someone went in and told the Lord of what the maiden had said. And when the king of Syria, he had told them to go, and he was going to send a letter to the king of Israel, and he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. They were prepared to pay for the healing. They were prepared to get this great man healed. They were prepared to get this honorable man healed. So the king of Syria sent this letter to the king of Israel. And when they got to the word tells us all these things that they had sent for payment for the healing, for them to be healed, and for thanks for healing, because they was expecting something to happen, because the maid was there. The maid was telling them what would happen if he go to Israel. So in that seventh verse, and it came to pass when the king of Israel had heard the letter, when he had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God? Kill him to make alive, that this man does send to me to recover man of his leprosy. Therefore, consider, I pray you, how to see how he seeks a quarrel against me. Oh, he was like, how can he think that I can heal this man of his leprosy? Am I the one that makes somebody to kill them and make them alive? Am I somebody that can recover this man of his leprosy? He thought the king was coming after him with trying to make a quarrel with him, because he's thinking in his mind, this man ought to know, this king of Syria, he ought to know that I'm not able to heal this man of leprosy. Don't you know what leprosy is? Don't you know what leprosy can do to you? How can he ask me to do this thing? He seek a quarrel against me. And in that eighth verse it said, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, why have you rent your clothes? Let me come down to me. Let him, in other words, let Naaman come down to him, and he will show him, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Sometimes we can be in a place and we can seem like we have everything that we need. We have the house, we got the furniture, we got the car, we got the money in the bank, but yet there are some things that we don't have. There are some things that people do not have. Yes, they may be living in the house on the hill. Yes, they may be driving Mercedes-Benz. Yes, they may be driving a Jaguar. But yet there are some things that they do not have. There is in their life, there's light in their lives. Sometimes there are people that don't know the ability and the power and the miraculous and the miracle working power of the Most High God. So we see that the king of Israel, he was in despair. He was kind of uptight because of the fact that he knew that he could not do it. But when the man of God, when Elisha heard that the king had rent his clothes, when he tore his clothes off, come on, when he did not know what to do, Elijah told him, send unto me. Why? Because I know the true and living God. Why? Because I know that God has all power in his hand. Why? Because I serve a God that is able to do see. So therefore he told the king of Israel to send Naaman to me. In other words, don't worry. Don't fret about it. Don't rent your clothes. Don't tear your clothes up, king. But send him to me. Send him to me. And he's going to know that there is a prophet in Israel. In other words, he's not saying the man, the prophet of God, not taking credit for him being God, because he's not God. He's a servant of God. He's a prophet of God. But he knew God. He knew that God was able to move on behalf of Naaman. He was able to move in behalf of Israel. He was able to show Syria that God, there is a God in this world. There is a God that rules heaven and earth. Sometimes people don't know that there is a higher power, and that power is not in the people that we see, but it is in God, and in God all by himself. So here's a man of God, the prophet of God, is telling, he was telling the king of Israel to send Naaman to him. So in that ninth verse of that second king, that fifth chapter, and Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean. So here we see that Elijah had a word for him. Sometime in our life, God has a word for us every day if we are just here. The word of God, and we can just believe the word of God. Believe that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you may ask or say or think. So here he sent word to Naaman, the honorable man, the great man, the man that had received honor from the king of Syria. He told him to go and to wash in Jordan. He told him not to wash one time or two times. He didn't tell him to wash three or four times, but he told him to go into the river of Jordan, and I want you to wash, to be able to wash in Jordan 7 times. And then when you wash 7 times, he's telling him what's going to happen after you obey me. See, the Bible says obedience is better than a sacrifice. So he's telling him to wash, not just in any river, but I want you to go to the river of Jordan, and I want you to wash 7 times in Jordan. And when you obey, your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean. Oh, how we resist the power of God, how we resist the word of God, how we resist what God is saying to you. The word of God is a sure word. It's a right word. It's a now word that we can depend on, and we can believe him. But in that 11th verse, it says that Naaman was angry. Have you ever got angry before? Naaman got angry and he went away and said, behold, I thought, see, I would get you into trouble. He said, I thought that he would surely come out to me. Oh, you know, I'm great. Have you not heard the things that I've done, the wars that I accomplished? Don't you know that, in other words, I'm the king of Syria, right-hand man? Don't you know that he honored me? Don't you know that I have servants and I have people that's under me? Don't you know all of these things? And now you telling me to come out, and I'm thinking that you're going to come out and you're going to stand and you're going to call on the name of the Lord, his God, And then he's going to strike his hand over the place and recover the leprosy. So he had it all in his mentality, what the prophet was going to do. He had it. He had lived in his mind. It's just like a picture. It's just like a video. But playing in his mind, because he knew these things that he was going, that the prophet was going to do. He was looking, number one, for the prophet to come down and stand before him and wave his hand and say some words over him, and so that he could be recovered of his leprosy. So when the man of God did not do this, he got angry and he went away. Sometimes we miss our blessings and we get angry because we don't do what and want to do what God has instructed us to do. Come on. And this is what he said. Listen what the great man was saying. Listen what Naaman was saying. The man that had a problem. The man that was full of pride. The man that had thought he had it all. The man that had a disease that needed to be healed. Come on. Look what he was saying. He said in that 12th verse, he said, are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the water of Israel? Come on, come on, prophet. First of all, you didn't come out, and you didn't come out to speak to me. You didn't come out to wave your hand over me. But now you're telling me to go and to wash in the river of Jordan, that dirty river. You want me to go in that dirty river and wash seven times? He's thinking, what do you think? Don't you know, again, don't you know who I am? He's saying, I'm not Abana, Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel. I mean, can't you give me something cleaner and better and healthier? And you here telling me, a man of authority, a man that's in a position to tell others what to do, are you telling me to go and dip and wash in the river of Jordan? Oh, there are some better rivers for me. Some more cleaner rivers. Pharpar is one of them. And Abana is one of them that's cleaner than what you're telling me to do. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. Oh, if he could have healed himself, he had been healed when he was in Syria. But no, he couldn't heal himself. There was no one in Syria that was able to heal him. There was nobody able to heal him and deliver him from that disease, that dreadful disease of leprosy. So therefore, first he was angry. Then he became enraged. He was in a rage. Have you ever been in a rage? You get mad, and then you get madder, and then you're in a rage. Like you're seeing stars. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if a prophet had bid you to do something great, a great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then? When he says to you to wash and be clean. Oh, did you get that? If he's telling his master, if a man of God would have told you to do something great, you would have done it for your healing. How much rather than he says to you to wash and be clean? Because you can expect a blessing. You can expect a healing. You can receive of this healing. Then, in that 14th verse, listen to me. Then went he down, and he dipped himself. He dipped himself seven times in Jordan, The servant did dipping. The man of God told him to go and wash. So he dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh, come on, and his flesh came again like to the flesh of a little child, and he was cleansed. You know the child, a little child, when they are born, how soft their skin is and how beautiful their skin is. And here, when a man that was diseased and full of leprosy, when he obeyed God, man, when he obeyed what the prophet through God had told him to do, then he was able to make whole. What is it that's hindering your blessing today? What is it that's causing you not to be healed? What is it that will cause you not to be delivered? What is hindering you from going to that higher height and that deeper depth in God? What is it that will cause you to be angry and then turn into rage? What is it that caused you that you do not want to obey God? When Naaman, when he obeyed God, when he heard the prophet of God and was obedient, then he was able to receive his healing. All God wanted him to do, Naaman, 7 times, go wash in the river of Jordan. No, I don't want you to go to the river of Pharapot. I don't want you to go and dip in there. I don't want you to dip in Damascus. Because, Naaman, I know you got a pride problem. You full of pride. You think you, because of what you have done, because of your greatness, you need to be humbled down. See, the word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, he said that he would hear from heaven. He said that he would forgive the sin. He said that he would heal the land. So he knew, God knew that it wasn't just the leprosy what was wrong with him. This man had a lot of pride. He was kind of stuck up. You know, he was one that thought he was somebody and he had it all going on. But God want him to humble himself. God want him, yes, he could have told him to go to the river of Pharaoh. Yes, he could have told him to go to Damascus, but I don't want you to go there because you need to go somewhere that you need to know that I am God and that you can humble yourself before me and before men. Humble yourself even before those servants and those people that are looking at you. Come on. You need to humble yourself. You're too full of pride. And when he obeyed God, when he obeyed the prophet Elisha, his skin was made like the skin of a child. Let us go before the throne of God tonight, right now, today. Are you listening to this broadcast at night? Are you listening at day? Whatever time you listen to this broadcast, I want you to know that God is God. God don't change. He's the same God that healed Naaman. He's the same God that will heal you. No, you may not have leprosy. But yes, you could have cancer. Oh, you could have a lumbar disc. Yes, you could have cardiac problems. In other words, you could have problems with your heart or your bones, whatever it may be, your uterus. Come on, a gynecology type problem. I want you to know no matter what the problem is, God is able to deal with you. You may have a problem with anger, and so you go into rage. I want you to know that God is able to deliver you. Whatever it is in your life, God is able to do that for you. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, see, Naaman had to believe God. So if he didn't believe it, he didn't obey, he wouldn't have got healed. If you don't believe God and obey God, if you don't live according to his word, if you don't take him at his word when he said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, that God died on the cross 2,000 years ago, but he was raised from the dead, the killer that pierced him in his side, that put thorns on his head. Oh, my God, they gave him vinegar to drink. But yet he died but arose again and paid the price for your sins and for my sins. If you don't believe that, then I can't save you. Naaman, if you don't believe what I'm saying, what a prophet's saying to you, you're not going to be healed. But God has given us a way of escape. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. Even as we were sinners, Christ died for us. And today, as we have taught this word, Christ has made a difference. He has made a way for us to escape anger, rage, sickness, diseases, poverty, anything that we may be going through. Come on. He's able to do it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we yield to you. We surrender to you, God, even now. And we ask the Lord Jesus to have your way. And we ask the Lord Jesus to move in the hearts of your people. And God, we pray even now that they too will humble themselves like you had Naaman to humble himself. And God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. And God, that they will believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, that they, God, will know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I pray even now, God, that you would touch them right now. God, no matter where they are, God, they could be in their home. God, they could, God, be in their vehicle. God, their job or whatever they may be. God, I realize, God, that you will meet that person, God, wherever they are. God, they may be in prison or in jail. God, they could be in a convalescent home. God, wherever they are. God, you are a healer. Father, you are a deliverer. Your word says that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, not one tear of your word will fail. So God, today and every day, God, we are standing on your word. God, we are believing your word, God, even now. Father, to heal every form of sickness, every form of diseases, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even those with bipolar diseases, God, those that have schizophrenia, God, the mental disorder, God. God, we pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare your word to be manifested upon them right now. God, no matter what they're going through, Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now. God, I bind the spirit of poverty. And God, I send forth, Father, in Jesus' name, abundancy, Father God, abundancy in the name of Jesus into their lives. Father God, that you can enrich them, Father God, spiritually, physically, and financially. Lord, we just thank you, God, for provision because you are Jehovah Raphael. God, you are our healer. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the God of peace. Thank you, Father. And God, you're the God that has given your life that the world can be saved. And you have shown them, Father, that you didn't stay dead, but you arose again. And God, that you in that place to be able to cause them, Father God, to also live and to reign with you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done. Thank you for the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our souls. And Lord God, whether they're in Chicago, Texas, Illinois, Hawaii, Philippines, wherever they may be today, Jacksonville, Florida, Father God, touch right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare that it be done according to your word. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Pastor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And yes, God has a healing, a deliverance, a blessing for you. Would you please tune in with us on this coming Friday as the Lord God Almighty shows you that he is God and that he is God all by himself. May the blessing of God shine upon you. May his face shine upon you. May he lead, guide, and direct you today and now and forevermore.